Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 242. We are in the discussion of the SBS of the blood vessels. When we say blood vessels, we are considering their intima only here, which are originated from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. During the last few days, we were learning arteries, and today we start with the second type of blood vessels called veins. Both arteries and veins are linked to the biological conflict of self-devaluation conflict. The specific self-devaluation conflict of both of them are also the same as those of the bones and joints. But Dr. Hammer called the specific biological conflict linked to the leg veins as a ball and chain conflict. Within the last 10 years of my learning GNM, I have told this to about 100 of my patients who approached me with conditions of veins, especially with varicose veins. I can endorse here that the discovery of Dr. Hammer is right, because in all those cases, there were experiences of limitation of the freedom to move. You imagine a person who is tied with a strong metal chain at his ankle to a very heavy iron ball, where he cannot break either the chain or the ball and escape. I used to compare this to the condition of a dog being chained to a stump or pillar. It tries to run away but cannot go beyond the distance allowed by the chain. In olden times, before the oil mills of modern time appeared, coconut oil was extracted from dried coconuts with the help of oxen in our localities. I have seen them tied to a central pole, and they were driven to move in a circular fashion from morning till evening, when the dried coconuts put in a central container will be crushed to yield coconut oil. They were not able to move beyond a particular distance allowed by the mechanism. By understanding the specific biological conflict by a person, one can come out of the conflict and can prevent many programs. I could help many patients to avoid their surgeries on the affected veins also. The usual situations where the conflict of ball and chain is experienced are the following. A pregnancy, especially when it follows several abortions and becomes precious, where the lady takes special precautions not to move freely throughout the period to prevent another abortion. A person who is forced to stay back home, having to care for some dear ones sick, restricting his outside movements. A person who is clingy to another individual, a house, a shop, a locality, etc. A person who feels shackled to a place, a job, project, a relationship, etc. are all the situations where the concerned individuals experience the limitation of their freedom to move as they did earlier. People who do not enjoy their profession because they are forced to stand or sit for a prolonged period of time, as it happens in the case of cashiers, taxi drivers, security personnel, toll collectors, etc., are more likely to suffer from the ball and chain conflict. Like the arteries, whether the conflict should affect the veins of right or left side of the body is determined by a person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. Again, like the arteries, there occurs cell loss or necrosis in the corresponding localized veins in proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict activity. The same changes we saw in the case of arteries, we find in veins also, with the necrotization of the intima and simultaneous thickening of the smooth muscles in order to prevent a perforation of the part. Let us now enter into the healing phase symptomatology of biological special program of the veins. During its first phase called PCLA, there will be replenishment through cell proliferation in the necrotized area of the affected veins. If inflammation is present, that condition is known as phlebitis and is characterized by redness, warmth, and tenderness of the areas around the affected veins. If bacteria are available, they only assist the process of healing. The common type of bacteria that are involved in the process of healing of veins is Staphylococcus bacteria. They assist the healing of injured veins also, as it happens during an intravenous injections or use of venous catheters. It is a general finding that bacteria assist the repairing of wounds following the harming of any tissue by an invasive device. That is why they find the Staphylococcus aureus bacteria prevalent in hospitals which are resistant to the drugs like methicillin. Friends, we will continue with the SBS of veins tomorrow also. Please try to listen to the Global GNM Health Tips daily without fail. My best wishes. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.